This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump sought to reassure Americans that his administration is working to fight the coronavirus outbreak, including ramping up the manufacture of protective gear for medical professionals. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a now daily appearance in the White House briefing room, the president said it's a time of shared national sacrifice.
We're all one beautiful big American family,
which will celebrate a great victory in the not-so-distant future. Amid his optimism, New Jersey's Phil Murphy became the latest governor ordering residents to stay home. He's urging other states to keep the virus from going across their borders.
It becomes even more vital that we all speak with one voice.
As the president spoke, flights to New York City area airports were suspended for about a half hour due to virus-related staffing issues at an air traffic control center. The Senate, meantime, is in a rare weekend session, racing toward a mammoth economic stimulus bill.
And I think we're getting very close.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
North Korea on Saturday welcomed what it said was a letter from U.S. President Donald Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the, quote, special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders, despite recent frictions. North Korean state media said Kim received a letter from Trump in which the U.S. president said he was impressed by Kim's efforts to defend his people from the coronavirus. A senior Trump administration official confirmed the president sent the letter, calling it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. Since Trump held a third summit with Kim last June and briefly stepped into North Korea from the demilitarized zone with South Korea, no progress has been made on the U.S. president's bid to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear and missile programs. This is VOA News. Italy's death toll from the coronavirus has leapt to more than 4,800. The new number came as the government closed all parks and banned its citizens from venturing outdoors except for essentials like food. Matthew Liratunda of Reuters has details.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as four times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Jordan sounded air raid sirens and Iran's death toll continued to climb as countries across the Middle East sought to stem the outbreak of coronavirus. In one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan has ordered all shops to close and people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday, when it plans to announce specific times for shopping. Another 123 people died of COVID-19 in Iran, bringing the country's overall total to more than 1,500. Egypt announced that all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, would be closed from Monday until the end of March. And Syria said it was also suspending recruitment as well as penalties for those avoiding mandatory conscription into the army until April 22nd. Singer Kenny Rogers, a Grammy-winning balladeer who spanned jazz, folk, country, and pop, has died. He was 81. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this look at his career.
You got to know.
Kenny Rogers died at home in Georgia of natural causes, according to his representative. The performer with the husky voice and silver beard sold tens of millions of records, won three Grammys, and was the star of TV movies based on The Gambler. In 2015, he told the AP about his crossover music. I could never be better than Johnny Cash or Willie or Waylon at what they did, so I found something that I could do that didn't invite comparison to them. And I think people thought it was my desire to change country music, but that was never my issue. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.